Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
Alonzo, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
Say no. I may have been, yeah.
That's
Come
what
on,
I like
Alonzo.
To hear.
Where's the integrity?
Yeah. Woohoo!
No integrity today.
Yes. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready. Yeah.
What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
Consonants. 7?
No.
20?
No.
18?
No. The study of and application of beauty treatment is called what?
Cosmetology.
Yes. What Bengals quarterback recently purchased the Batmobile?
What's his name? Joe Burrow.
Yes. According to Google, what is the national fruit of the United States?
Apple?
No.
Blueberry.
Yes. What does the J stand for in author's name J.D. Salinger?
Jamar.
No.
Jerome.
Yes. Anthrax featured which hip-hop group on the song Bring the Noise?
Public Enemy.
Yes. What is the largest freshwater lake by surface area in the world?
Lake Erie.
No.
Lake Superior.
Yes. The primary gas responsible for the greenhouse effect on Earth is what?
Carbon monoxide.
No. Alonzo, you got 7 correct, though. And I think that
awesome.
Cheat sheet really helped you, didn't it?
Yeah. You know, it was late last night, it was, yeah. So it did.
You had to remember. It was a little foggy. Yep. I don't think Steve's going to get some of those.
I don't think he's got snowball's chance in hell.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
I thought you said a no-balls chance. And I was like, what does that even mean, Taryn?
I don't even know what she actually said. I don't really know what that means either, but...
A snowball's chance in hell?
Yeah.
Think about it.
You've never heard that?
Never. Because it'll melt?
Hey!
Thank you. Thank you. I still don't like it, but thank you. Steve, are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Hey! What is the capital of the United States?
The capital of Washington, D.C.
Hey, yes. Yes, wow.
I was like, Albany. Wait, that's New York.
How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
18?
No.
20?
No.
19?
No.
I don't know.
The study and application of beauty treatment is called what?
Beautician.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
What Bengals quarterback recently purchased the
Batmobile?
Correct. According to Google, what is the national fruit of the United States?
Apple?
No.
Orange?
No.
Plum?
No. What does the J stand for in author's name J.D. Salinger?
Jack?
No.
John?
No.
Jason?
No. Anthrax featured which hip-hop group on the song Bring
Public
the Noise?
Enemy.
Correct. What is the largest freshwater lake by surface area in the world?
Lake Havasu?
No. Lake what is that?
Superior?
Correct. The primary gas responsible for the greenhouse effect on Earth is what?
Ooh, mine. No, butane.
Yeah, your wife would think that.
Always butane and methane.
Well, Steve.
I feel like, Taryn, you might be right. I don't think I had a snowball's chance in this house. That
you
is the
sure
Daily Mix show.
Didn't, because you got 4 correct, which is a loss, 7-4. Go, Alonzo.
Yeah.
That was great.
Wow.
Oy.
How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
21?
21.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why my math was wrong. I, for some reason, thought there was 24.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you did dance all around it, and so did Alonzo.
Yeah.
You really should have been listening to the cheat sheet. The study and application of beauty treatment is called cosmetology.
That makes sense.
The national fruit of the U.S., which surprised me.
Grapes.
Blueberry.
Oh.
I thought it was
delicious.
Apple, too, but... It's blueberry. And what does the J stand for in author's name? J.D. Salinger. See, I don't think anyone would have got this, but he did because he was listening to the cheat sheet. It's Jerome.
Jerome.
Mm-hmm. And the primary gas is carbon dioxide.
Damn it.
Wow. Yeah, that was rough for you.
If you had to pick... Oh, never mind. Blueberries or blackberries?
Oh, blackberries.
Yeah.
What?
I don't really like blueberries.
Yeah.
Blackberries over blueberries?
Oh, every day.
100%.
Everyone thinks that in this room but me. You guys are insane. I don't even really like blackberries.
They're like the goat of fruit.
Honestly, I don't really like blueberries. They kind of taste like dirt.
I don't like blueberries either.
Blueberries are okay, like, in other stuff.
In, like, a muffin, but, like, by themselves, no.
Blueberry muffin, fantastic. Waffles as well.
Yeah.
You guys chuck
them in some ice cream, too.
Smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Whatever.
Live Night is coming back, Rockaholics. 1 week from tomorrow, we're going to be at Showbox Soto, Friday the 13th style, where everything is going to be live, and the tickets are... $35 starting.
Yes.
I can't think of a better investment that you could make with your money, Steve.
And also, if you show up to Live Night, you'll get to experience this in person. This was us last night at band practice. You might have seen on Danny V's stories.
Yeah.
Our friend Taryn jumping on vocals, getting ready. I gotta say, you were there.
I was there.
That was awesome.
Well, yesterday, because I was in the big city all day long, I ended up hopping on with the men's room for a little bit. And they accosted me because of a holiday tradition that I do. My holiday spirit was attacked on the air, Steve.
Those evil Grinches.
And I want to know if I'm alone in what I do and how I feel about it. So we're going to talk about this after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. I would love for you to give us a call because I want to get your opinion on something, Rockaholics, something that happened to me yesterday on the men's room. But I need you to call now. 206-803-ROCK.
You kind of walked into a buzzsaw with those guys.
Oh my gosh. It was chaos. So yesterday I was at the station a little late because we had band practice to run through our performances for Live Night.
And I know before we left, you were like, yeah, I'm not going to go home because if I go home, I'm going to come back and get stuck in traffic. I'm like, I'm going home. I'll be fine. And what happens? I leave my house. GPS says I'll be there 5 minutes early. What time did I show up for band practice? 45 minutes late because of an accident on 405. And I was like, I should have done what Taryn did and just stayed here.
So I got a lot of things done. I ran some errands and things of that nature and then came back to the office, jumped on with the men's room, and I was attacked for something that I do during the holiday season.
Why are you here so late?
Is this nap time?
No rest for the wicked, Miles. I got some errands done today, had lunch with my sister. I've been addressing Christmas cards all afternoon.
Oh my
so
God.
Get excited because I'm about to address yours.
How many?
I think there's like 130.
Do you do this to yourself every year?
Yes.
130? Hold on, 130?
And you know who's to blame for this? my mother and the National Treasure, because I have to send them to like all their friends too, and their friends list is the longest list.
Is that what that box is in the in our office?
Yes.
Because you have a giant box from Shutterfly. I'm like, what did you get from them? Those are invitations.
It's all Christmas cards. Yes.
I just have the same girl.
Why?
Because there are people in my life that expect it, and I was raised this way.
Does Brad contribute to this?
This is terrible.
No.
Because every year I get the, hey, dude, man, thanks for the Christmas card. I'm like, you know I didn't send it to you.
Now, to be honest with you, I'm guilty of being the person that wants the Christmas cards being sent out from our family.
You're like the driving force?
Well, I mean, I was until I picked the wrong pictures, and now my wife takes care of it. But she's basically doing it to make me happy because I like them. But we don't have 150. I think we do like 50. And then we had that like tough decision to make as we get closer to like 45, 46. And we're like, okay, do we really need to send one to your uncle? I'm like, yeah, he never sent us one. Screw that guy.
That does nothing. I mean, yeah. He might help get the stamps from the post office or something. But my hand is completely worthless right now. Like, I am cramped up. It is not good.
I told Taryn in the office, I go, this is like the damn showers.
What do you mean?
Like, I just feel like women feel like we got to send out Christmas cards to them, right, even though there's social media, you have cell phones, and then showers. None of them like going to a shower, but they all throw them for each other.
Whoa, Ted, don't bring that up, because I love showers.
Okay.
Because my wife goes and I get some time to watch my shows.
Oh.
So don't put it out there that people shouldn't have showers.
Keep those showers
going. Yeah, it's a good break for the husbands just to be able to do whatever the hell they want to do.
And then nowadays, they bring us in, too.
And then the Christmas card.
It's a co-ed shower. Like, F off.
Okay, I agree with that. I don't want to go to a shower.
I don't want to go to a shower.
I definitely don't want
to
go.
People are like, well, people want to see the kids. I'm like, they can go to everyone posts pictures of the kids. I mean, God, they look exactly the same.
There's a camera on my phone.
Do you have a Christmas photo of your family?
Of course.
You do, and your dogs.
And the dogs.
And you have to set all this up.
Of course.
And then you print out the cards.
And then we print the cards.
And then you sign the cards.
And then we sign the cards.
Jesus, what a process.
So you send a card.
We do. We get family pictures always during the holiday season, and then my wife will pick one of the ones that she likes from that, and then go through like, you know, the Walgreens or one of those places and print up a couple of them and send them out to people.
Well, let's find out what Adam and Shelton has to say about this. Adam, what do you think about Christmas cards during the holiday season?
Well, I don't do much with them. My wife takes care of all of it, but I think they're wonderful for the kids to draw on. So last year, our little ones, they drew their little pictures and messages to people who had sent us cards on the cards they sent us. And then we sent them back.
Oh, I bet they get a kick out of that.
A little artwork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're 3 and 5 years old. I mean, everybody loved it.
Although at first, if I received it, I'm like, why are they sending us back the card that we sent them last year?
Because they hated the picture.
Do you determine if you're going to send cards to people if you don't get one or if you do get one? Like, okay, now we have to add this person to the list.
Well, here's what I always do. I always have an extra stack in case I get one from somebody that's not on my list, so I'm prepared to send one just in case.
Because I used to be that person. I'd be like, I don't even keep anyone's address, so I would just wait until I got theirs, and then I would have their address, and then I would send them a card. And of course, mine would probably show up after Christmas, but that's how I would do it.
And this is that time of year where you send out those text messages. Hey, man, can I get your address? What's your address?
So you think, I think, Danny, you're probably, I'm getting the vibe that Danny is anti-Christmas cards.
Scrooge.
100% anti-Christmas cards.
Because it takes away from the thunder that is Halloween.
Honestly, if I got a Halloween card for, like, you know, from somebody, I think I'd be stoked. But no, I don't think that Christmas cards need to be a thing. You get them, you read them, you're like, oh, and you throw them away.
Oh, that's
not
what I do.
Put them up on the fridge.
Okay, then what do you do with them after the season?
We'll send them and put them in recycling.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You throw them away. It's just a waste of money, a waste of time, a waste of those people don't even care about you throughout the year.
Then
all of a sudden they send you a Christmas card. You're like, huh, they have kids? Like, what? I don't need to know this. I don't need to know about your life. It's all self-serving, and I hate Christmas cards.
Wow.
There was one time, dude, when I sent one, we got a card, and I looked at him, and I'm like, who's this person? She's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, I looked again, I'm like, oh, that's one of my old fraternity brothers.
Yeah, like,
a lot has changed.
Why do you need to know that? Like, you don't. You don't need to know anything about those people.
So are you pro or anti?
I am so pro.
George isn't.
But Yeah, it's weird because I love receiving them. And Danny says you save it for 1 year and then throw it away. And that's not true. I have all mine. I put mine in my Christmas tree, actually.
Which I love.
Yes. And then I put them in storage. And then next year, I'm like, oh, wow, that's what they look like last year. That's cool.
Says the hoarder who keeps everything.
I do hoard things, though. So.
Do you not like getting birthday cards?
Birthday cards are fine. They're still going to go into the trash.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just so different.
I know, but I know. That's different.
I'm going
to
text my wife, take Danny off of our Christmas card.
Yes, thank you. I don't need it. I see you every day. I get to take pictures with you every day.
That is true. It's weird because I've never actually done a Christmas card, which seems like totally up my alley. George would hate it, but... Oh, then I would have to do all the work.
Yeah, I think before, like social media and like the fact that like everyone posts all their pictures of their kids on everywhere nowadays. I think there was once a time where that was like your yearly update of what your nephews look like or somebody in your family looks like because everyone sends those kind of cards.
And I'm the same. I use them as decor. I put them up on around like the windowsill and everybody can look at them all season long. It's beautiful.
This text, Taryn, what the F is wrong with you? Send an effing text.
Thank you.
Well, Taryn, the picture that you're using for your Christmas cards, is it or will it be on your social media?
Not those exact pictures, Sarah. Maybe from the same session.
So it's like a picture exclusive.
But pretty much almost the exact same picture. Your head's just tilted a little differently.
Yes. Now, I'm sure you guys have been seeing it all over social media. I know I have been. Everyone is sharing their Spotify Wrapped list.
All right, what do you rather look at? Someone's Spotify Wrapped list or a Christmas card?
Christmas card.
All right.
So this has led to someone going viral for sharing their thoughts about it. And we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
If you spend any amount of minutes on social media, you are probably seeing a lot of people posting their Spotify Wrapped list. So this led to someone going viral for sharing their thoughts about it.
This is so great.
They ended up writing, and I quote, "Bitches be posting, nobody cares about your Spotify Wrapped," and then post a pic of their baby.
Okay.
So the replies to this post are amazing, of course, and we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we went through all the comments that this person made and sent them to our production director, Jason, who then reenacted them however he would like. Are you ready for the first comment in response to this person's post? A lot of people are on board with what this person said, saying, "I'd rather look at your Spotify Wrapped list than look at your child."
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
All right, here's our first comment.
They genuinely think we give a f*** about their newborn? Get that little gremlin off my screen, bitch!
I mean, I definitely posted newborn pics when my child was born, but then I went back and looked at those photos and I was like, oh my God, I thought he was so cute.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, man, what was that?
Oh, I was aware that my child looked like an alien and I still wanted to post them. I was mostly excited because one of the first pictures that when we took of Tatum, she's like resting on mom. And the way her fingers were, it looked like she was giving everybody the middle finger. And I'm like, yes!
That's
we've
your
already
kid.
Hit Mecca and we're only 2 hours into existence. This is great.
I at least now know how shitty some of my friends' taste in music is. One of my friends had the Cheers theme song as their favorite song. Like, who the f*** in 2024 is listening to that shit?
I have so many questions.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Come on, this is a banger.
Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights.
Oh, I thought the chorus was going to hit.
I think I knew.
That was the extended version.
That's the extended
version. I was like, I don't know it yet.
That's
maybe
the Spotify version. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Get with it,
was
Sarah.
Was it on your top playlist? You seem very fired up about it.
No, but it kind of should be. There's been many a drunken nights where somebody will start singing that in our like group of hockey buddies. And then next you know, everyone's singing it. And I'm like, what is wrong with all
that? They're crying because they're so happy.
All right, next comment.
Nobody cares about your ugly ass baby.
But I need to know if you are a Swiftie.
Okay.
And we learned that Danny is.
I was going to say, of all of us, I think Danny's the only one that had Taylor Swift on his rap list or his Apple Music list, right?
Yeah. I had her, too. Oh. And she sent me a private little video.
Okay, but what number was she?
She was 5.
Aha! I'm a bigger Swiftie.
See, it was so funny. I saw on Peppa Pig's Instagram page, which I do follow.
Wow!
And it had a comment about, like, parents, let us know if Peppa Pig's music. And it was like, all these people are like, yes, yes. And I'm one of those idiots where 4 of my top 5 songs
wow.
were Peppa Pig songs. It would have been all 5, but my daughter wanted to listen to Linkin Park a few times. And so that made the top 5 as well.
Maybe they should keep something wrapped for real. Yeah.
People are just, they do not want to look at pictures of children.
God.
I totally judge people for their rap list. Yeah. LOL. My sister had Nickelback in her top 5, you monster.
Yeah. No!
Look at this photograph.
I'm 100% with that person. I judge everyone's.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And then, but I judge myself too. But last year I judged so hard that I couldn't even put mine up. So, but this year I at least put my top artists, but not all my top, because I was embarrassed.
See, I think it's interesting to me because it's like, there are a lot of people that that go to Emo Night and they're like, yeah, emo to the core. And then they post it and there's like no emo music on their top 5. And I'm like, what's happening?
One of my buddies who I always like, fellow fan of like rock music, a punk guy at heart, like just tatted all over. Not that it matters, like, but he posted his. It was all country music. And I was like, where, who are you? When did this happen? Like, I had no idea that you listened to that much country. It's like, yeah, it's kind of a guilty pleasure. I mean, that's not guilty. Like, that is just your pleasure. All 5 of your artists are country artists.
Wild curveball.
It was nuts. You have any weird curveballs on yours?
I mean, no, just stuff that you guys don't know because I'm a weirdo, but...
Like Billy Strings and...
Billy Strings actually was not in my top 5, shockingly, but St. Paul and the Broken Bones was.
Maybe we'll text in saying that they absolutely love that artist.
Which I was excited to hear. I'm disappointed in y'all, though, that Limp Bizkit was not on yours because they were number 5.
They have been in the past, but they didn't make the cut this year. I was just shocked that I listened to as much Green Day as I did. They were number 4 on my list.
Danny's rubbing off on you.
It was a great album.
And Blink-182 is number 3.
I will say that the curveball for Taryn was that Rush wasn't anywhere in her top, like, 10.
That actually, if you did my rap for this week, Rush would be for sure. Okay, sure.
Yeah, mine is Peppa Pig at number 1. Number 2 is Pearl Jam. I think that's on brand.
I mean, Better Man was one of my top songs, but it wasn't a Pearl Jam song. It was a Leon Bridges song, Steve. It's a way better song than Better Man. Soundgarden is reuniting? And it's for an awesome cause. We're going to tell you what's trending after Marcy Playground.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you are waking up, starting your day, and outside of celebrating Danny's birthday today and Sarah's birthday tomorrow, it can be very difficult to know what all's going on in the world, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
So we're going to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
The surviving members of Soundgarden are reuniting under their alias. You might be familiar with it, Nude Dragons. It's if you scramble all the words or the letters in Soundgarden, it's Nude Dragons.
Do you remember when Nude Dragons did a show at the Showbox many, many, many years ago?
Yes.
And it, of course, sold out like crazy, but I think people were just losing their minds. Like, I can't believe that they're doing this and doing it in such a way. Like, it was so obvious it was Soundgarden.
So great. Yeah. This is their first Seattle performance in 14 years, and it's happening at the Showbox next Saturday, December 14th. It's all a benefit concert, and it's part of Smooch, which is Seattle Musicians for Children's Hospital.
Awesome.
Yeah, this money is going to go help the uncompensated care fund at Seattle Children's. And I think I read that back in 2021, they did like $276 million for families that can't afford to pay the care. So it's awesome. And this concert is going to feature Kim Thiel, Ben Shepherd, Matt Cameron, and Shayna Shepherd on vocals.
And for those that don't know Shayna, so like there is already a connection between them. She's an incredible singer. I remember she used to be in a band called Bear Axe, which I was such a big fan of. She's just got powerful pipes, right? And it was a few years ago, I think like 4 or so years ago, she teamed up with Kim Thiel from Soundgarden to do an Alice in Chains cover with some friends as well. And it completely floored a lot of people. If you don't remember, this is what it sounded like.
Here I sit
am so excited to see videos of her performing with Soundgarden.
I have goosebumps.
She's got such a cool voice.
Yeah, major pipes. That show's next Saturday.
I thought you were going to say, I'm so excited to go see this in person.
I'm so excited to watch videos on the internet.
Because I'm a realist, Danny, and I know I will not be able to get tickets to this event because they're already sold out. And it's going to be impossible to get in there, but I'm so happy they're doing this for a great cause. And it's not like a full-on, they're not like reuniting. They're just doing an encore.
Yes.
It's just a cool thing that they're doing to get back together. But who knows what happens after that if maybe they want to make more music. Never opposed to hear more stuff from those three guys. And having her on vocals would be a very cool thing to hear what they could create together.
Totally.
This was, I thought, very interesting. Did anybody here take advantage of Cyber Monday?
Hell yeah.
You did. What did you get?
Bunch of stuff. I got some toys for Barrett.
Uh-huh.
Clothes. I got something for myself.
I got a new one of those rubber band rings. Those Quelos. That's my wedding band. I'm very high end. And there was a Cyber Monday deal, and it was like $10. I was like, that's a great deal. Shipping was $10.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
I guess that Adobe Analytics, they did like a whole like thing to check holiday spending over the year. And this was one of the craziest Cyber Mondays. Set a record for the biggest online shopping day ever. Wow. Collectively, thanks to you and me, not Sarah and Danny apparently, $13 billion. Ooh. Spent on Cyber Monday. Pretty crazy. As far as what were the more popular things, it wasn't the rubber band rings, but it was wireless headphones, computers, stuffed animals, or as Tatum calls them, stuffies, the Nintendo Switch. I didn't even think about getting a Nintendo Switch. I always think of all the cool stuff to do after Cyber Monday. And then I spent actual price. So yeah, people spent a lot of money, in other words.
That's awesome. Well, happy Cyber Monday deals to us.
Okay.
How would you like to beat Steve, Rockaholics? He has a very impressive record this year of 341 wins, 109 losses, and 58 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.